A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. From early on, Jesus was a marked man. His every word was noted. His every action was watched and judged. As much as many people followed him and listened to him and received his blessing and healing with gratitude, there were many others who were out to get him. He was rocking the boat, upsetting the status quo. He was changing the system they were used to. It seemed to the Pharisees and other leaders that Jesus was breaking and disrespecting and even destroying their sacred law. And yet, in the previous chapter, chapter 11, Jesus offers a promise of liberation from what many saw as the burden of the law. He says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What we see is a kind of juxtaposition, a tension, maybe even a tug of war between love and fear, fear and love. What we notice in some of his followers is a longing, a hunger for a gentle, loving, compassionate God, who understands their trials and tribulations, who forgives their imperfection. And then there are those who fear change and see it, possibly, as a loss of control. I used to think that the opposite of love is hatred. Now I'm coming to believe that the opposite of love is fear. Love casts out fear, and hatred dissipates. This is the way of Jesus. This is our way as his followers. Hasn't it always been so? Isn't it so today? Which way do we lean? Which path do we follow? A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name, the Gentiles will hope.